It's Vossi and the Missile this morning. Now, coming up next, Vossi, we've got Mr. Worldwide. No, I'm not talking about Pitbull. I'm talking about Hemi Goodman from Sportsbet. Say yeah to Qatar and yes to Sportsbet. Well, yeah, nah to Qatar and yes to Sportsbet. The easiest place to bet this World Cup, of course, gamble responsibly. Vossi, this guy did say yeah to Qatar. He was all over the place. He was on one of the great junkets that I've ever witnessed on social media. Hemi Goodman, welcome.
Hello, team. Good to be back with you. I did say yeah to Qatar. I had a great time. I've got to be honest, guys. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be over there. A lot of the stuff that you know you hear about, you might be concerned about, wasn't a factor. Easy enough to get a beer if you want one. You just had to pay $27 for it. You could wear shorts. The atmosphere at the stadium was pretty good, but and of course the Socceroos are one of the great cracks in Australian sporting history. So a good trip, but good to be back as well.
And we saw you driving in sand dunes and buggies and playing golf, riding camels. That looked like one of the great trips.
It was good. We did a few interesting things. We went camel racing. Went to the races there. It was a tough day at the races. 40 degrees. Not allowed to bet or drink. You just go out and you cheer for your favourite camel. So that was interesting. We played beach cricket at the inland sea on the sand dunes as well. And we paid, this is probably the most interesting cultural experience, paid $17 for an alcohol-free beer at the stadium. So if you think we do it tough paying $12.50 for a mid-strength at Allianz, you ain't seen nothing until you've paid 30 real for a 0% alcohol Budweiser at Al Junaid Stadium. You've got to go and try it sometime.
That's a great account. And do you want to single out the most amazing thing you saw that just sort of blew your mind, be it big or small?
You know what? I reckon the Socceroos winning two games was probably blew my mind more than anything. I thought we were going to go out in straight sets, but the boys had a tremendous crack. I suppose from, you know, just the sights and the sounds, the dune bashing was pretty interesting. We'll have a video coming out on the Sportsbet socials of that in the next few days. That was quite remarkable. But look, the whole thing was a bit of an eye-opener. But it is good to be back on terra firma here in Australia as well.
Good stuff. All right, we've got the Adelaide test coming up today. Hemi, what are the odds looking like for that?
Yes, Australia winks like at $1.10. They just don't lose pink ball test Australia. The draw is $11.50 and the Windies are $14. Player of the match, I like one at a price here. Scotty Boland, a.k.a. Scobo, back into the side. Test bowling average of 9. What better opportunity to keep that test bowling average in single figures than a pink ball test against the West Indies? Yes, please. Scotty Boland, player of the match. We'll get you $13 in that one this afternoon. But boys, gamble responsibly. Great to be back. And I'll chat to you again soon.
Thanks, Hemi. Mr. Worldwide. Take a picture of Hemi with the Kodak.
Is this an early nomination for Vossiecki, is it?
Yeah.
There you go. Namaste, Hemi Goodman from Sportsbet. Say to Qatar and yes to Sportsbet, the easiest place to bet this World Cup. Gamble responsibly. Quarterfinal action gets underway Saturday morning. The bunch of matches, just all four of them good. Brazil number 1 in the world against Croatia number 12, England 5 against France 4, Argentina number 3 against Netherlands 8, and Portugal 9 against a bit of the wild card, Morocco ranked 22 in the FIFA World Rankings. Coming into the tournament, we'll go to the news with Vanessa. Vossi and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.